Institutional investors in ag, when the price is up, they come in strong and they plant too much and it hurts the commodity, especially in tree nuts. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Paul Winger is a walnut and almond grower in the Central Valley.
There's people all over the world, so there's people that, you know, whether they come out of Silicon Valley or whether they come out of whatever, and they want to invest their money. And I mean, ag has not necessarily been the greatest in the world, but between 2009 and 14, we saw a huge run-up in almond prices and walnut prices that really attracted a lot of private equity into our permanent crops. But look at where the wine industry is today. Look at where walnuts have been. Almonds are kind of climbing out of it a little bit.
And we're wondering about pistachios.
You know, I'm not a pistachio grower, but talking to a lot of my friends that are, I think we may be overplanted in pistachios. It takes a long time for them to start cash flowing. So sometimes by the time you start marketing, you'll all of a sudden start seeing a drop in those prices. So hopefully not, but, you know, that's why we're farmers. We just, every year starts a new year, and we dig in deeper and work a little harder and try to keep our costs under control so at the end of the year we can pay our bills and maybe have a little bit left over.
That's Paul Winger. He's a longtime almond and walnut grower in the Central Valley, west of Modesto. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.